To hunger and to thirst is a description of a deep desire. To hunger and thirst is a description of a deep desire. You know, behind that word hunger is the idea of pining. So if you know what that word, of course, means, understand what I'm saying. To crave. Or to be famished. That the Lord Jesus, when addressing these people about seeking God, was not saying that the Christian will, you know, every now and then have an odd, sort of slightly hungry feel. The word sometimes we might use is peckish. I don't know if you use that word or not, if it's just me. And I apologize, but I think some of us are understanding what that word means. You feel a bit peckish. You know that you don't have to eat the food, but you just feel a little bit hungry, and you go ahead anyway. And you probably think, well, that was greed. And you have to struggle with the balance of these things in life. So we're like that in life. We get a bit peckish. We're not hungry, but we just nibble. And we nibble through life. Should Christians be nibbling? No. Not in a physical sense. I'm not condemning you for nibbling nuts or crisps during the week, but I'm saying in a spiritual capacity, there is to be a pining. That's what Christ is saying here. A craving. You know, I have to say, is that how I am? I say it to you. Do you crave? Do you pine? Do you yearn for God? You say, no, preacher, that's too extreme. That's taking Christianity too far. No, can you take Christianity too far? Can you take God too seriously? Can you? Because some Christians think they've got a level, and I'll go this far in my Christian life, and I'll show this much interest, but you know I can't fully commit. Really? Christ would fully give his life? Fully give everything? Fully shed his blood for me? I think I'm content with just nibbling. Here is a description of a deep desire, a deep yearning. And I say tragically that I think many Christians have not got it. Or maybe they've lost it. That's even worse sometimes. You say, where is that blessedness? We used to have it. Do you remember those times, brother and sister, we used to be maybe more in church? More around the Word? More in prayer, and you desired him more. And you're still here, you're still faithful, I still see you, but there's not that yearning, there's not that craving. And we might have lost it. Because as we shall see, other things have taken its place. The hunger and thirst is descriptive of a deep yearning desire.